Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Holding my feet. Chance for me to escape from all.
I was looking for the hook. I've forgotten where it comes, but the song simply read number one during this week in 1986, Holding Back the Years. Was a good sort of ballady pop song. A few number one songs in our mind. Who was in this group? Anybody know?
It was that redheaded guy.
Danny Bonaducci.
Yes.
All right. That was him. Yeah, right. Yeah. Good for you, Jennifer.
Nobody you'd know.
All right. So we always like to touch into a little musical history during this portion of the hour. The life and times of Joni Mitchell been in question lately. Apparently, she is getting better. I think we had a story last week, the week before. She went a month and a half ago into some rehab facility. I think it's a lung disease, Kenny, is it not? She has some sort of...
They're saying now that it was a stroke and a brain aneurysm.
Really? And the fact she lived through it, if she had a brain aneurysm, you know that the chance of living through that are practically nil.
Yep.
So if she lived through that, God love her. Joni Mitchell is getting better and she can now speak again. So that's a good sign for those who are Joni Mitchell fans.
How old is
that's
she the, now?
Joni Mitchell,
71.
I think it was 70
71.
Something. Yeah,
wow.
Right. Yeah, a lot of wildlife stuff. I don't mean wildlife like living with birds and bears. She was a girlfriend of most of the big rock stars and did plenty of drugs and hard time, if you know what I mean, during that era when she was a big star. So takes its toll down the road. Let's get to. Another number one song. This is from this week in 1995, TLC and Waterfalls. Who remembers this?
I do.
Yeah. This is your kind of song, Jen.
This is my kind of song.
Yeah, it is. Why, though, is this? What is their story, the group story, more than the song?
There are three of them.
Yeah,
T-Boz, Left Eye, and Chili. TLC, see?
Really?
And Lisa Left Eye Lopez died in a plane crash, so now there's just the T and the C left. And they're on tour. I just saw them a few weeks ago, and still great. I mean, they're in
when
their
mid-40s
now.
How many songs they have they can sing?
A ton. Oh, my gosh. TLC has a ton of hits. I'm going to say they have at least 10 hits.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
All right,
this
see,
would be the only one you would know.
When
no,
I think
you
of
would
hits.
Know Scrubs.
Scrubs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When I think of hits, I think of Alan O'Day and... Undercover Angel, which was number one during this week in 1977. Now this is a hit.
Oh.
Good Lord.
This is music.
Yeah.
Undercover Angel, answer to my prayer. It's about as simple as you can get.
Look at it, I just had a spasm.
All right. All right, so then maybe this next contributor... pushes the button a little better for you, Jen. The Fine Young Cannibals were number one during this week in 1989 for this song.
Good song.
Yeah. Good thing. Bang. Got your thang here. Roberta and Jennifer, Richie and Ken and Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour on today's Good Day program.
Think Green. Harrison with you.
British nobility heir David de Rothschild is setting sail across the Pacific Ocean on a plastic catamaran called the Plastiki, named after the famous raft the Contiki. He's headed towards the Great Pacific Garbage Patch, a garbage-covered region of ocean several hundred miles wide now. With a crew of six, he'll expose this growing garbage collection that's killing seabirds and fish. The plastic's been swept from coastal cities in Asia and California and is caught in a vortex of currents in the middle of the Pacific. Fish and seabirds mistake the plastic for food and choke. The boat, Plastiki, took 3 years to design and has cost several $1 million to be made from 12,000 plastic bottles, the cabin and bulkheads, recycled consumer plastic, and two wind turbines and solar panels to power it. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com. Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This four-time NBA champ was known as Superman for doing the dirty work on the boards and for the black rimmed glasses he sported on the court. So where is Kurt Rambis now? Kurt spent 10 years with the Lakers serving as assistant coach, interim head coach, and assistant GM. From 2009 to 2011, he coached the Minnesota Timberwolves before becoming a studio analyst for ESPN. Kurt's work ethic on the court earned him a mention in the song Mayor by the hip-hop group Pacific Division. Your boy hustle hard like Rambis for the Lakers. And that's a wrap on Kurt Rambis. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
The stripper movie with the heart of gold for gratuitous man-meat. Magic Mike XXL is large and in charge. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.